from Elliot to Lev. Pushkin. Syndicate. And the Gdolim. And together. Difficult Rambam. Let's start from the beginning. We had this brilliant idea of the same Rishon LeZion at our Chaim HaKadosh. Let us to the conclusion that at the very, very least, we're going to need what I call a rectangle. And that's the word Meshava. Meshava means force of the task. The word Meshava and Rambam to mean equal. It's a square. So the two other parts, before we get to the Gemara Sukkah, the two other parts of the word Meshava. One is that Meshava means, say it, 4x4, which means, don't think it means a Gemara Sukkah tent. It's a circle with a diameter of 4. And the little geometry tells you that a circle diameter of 4 is about 16 square. Obviously, don't need geometry to put a circle inside a square, and it's not the same amount. You think geometry might even have a good? Okay, so that was a good diameter. But the Shabbat just means it has to have 16 square hours, nothing more than that. That's one interpretation. And that is even better. Take out the word. Frank the Rambam, and the machine in his house, and they don't know the word at all. Sorry. No, because they mean identical, like the tiles, let's be straight, like the machine would see. So that to me, that just means that it's just 16 square hours, like the suggestion. This doesn't exist. That's as far as the word Bishop. Yes, sir.
They still clearly had the word Bishop.
Yeah, I know that. It's an issue. So that's not going to work too well for him. Okay, good. But the Rosh, the Torah, didn't have it. I checked the Shinoi.
The Shinoi also thinks the Torah is not quoting a lot of the Rambam verbatim, but he says it's Elish and Rambam. He thought it was quoting the Rambam for you.
So you're right. The problem. Can't answer those technical questions. Then, the Gemara. So the issue of the Gemara talks in the two Gemaras. It's one Gemara at the very beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole series of places we need Dala Adam. More than I've given. Dala Adam here, there, and everywhere. Just to read through a litany. What do you need it right where? Mezuzah, Maken, Nagoyim, Boter, Rechoma, Orche, Amalchoma, Marvin, Mishkantvin, Melicha, Goheruv, also those are Ibrahim, Shteya, Yoros, Chalukha, Sashutvin, whee, a whole list. Lema Revi, right? Question of this is the quotes over here, the various opinions. Right, so this is a man, Tanta Rabona, etc. So Revi holds it either by a Sukkadala or Dalit. The Gemara says no. Sukkad, Yeris Aroy, Dea, Bias, Yeris Kamo, everyone agrees you need Dalit al Dalit. Okay? Get an impression that if you would need Dalit for a sukkah, which is one opinion, the Taka would be the same. It's not 100% mukhruf in the maskana, but it sounds that way. Could be more backed out that equation. It's one possibility. But then Eli has another possibility. Oh, this is even fancier. On that design of the base, all Rabbi Yochanan and sukkah suya kipshan, if you have enough to place it for 24 people, it's good. If not, not. Come on, the Rebbe. Where we say you need Arab Amas or Arab Amas. I think the whole pub will have you fit. I'm not going to the arithmetic this year. Complicated square root of 2. Whatever. It's not going into this right now. But the bottom line might be the Rebbe Yochanan is going beyond Rebbe. That's the Chiddush. Rebbe would say it's enough to have Dala, the Al, which means 16 square Amos, and because in all those other cases we had enough Gimel. Rabbi Yochanan is adding an additional twist. He's only adding this additional twist when it comes to Sukkah because of the seating problems. You have been a maitre d' and have seating problems. But when it comes to anything else, you don't need that. Okay, Adchan, some beautiful new Kedushin that was brought up at the Beis Medrash today, so Shekhar to tell you to all his Chaverim contributed to the Tumtula Shel Torah led to this discussion. I want to give you, I spent time with Shai about my kitchen. My wife measured the kitchen again. It's such a tumble, but I want to go to the Gemara's first, come back to my kitchen. It's not good. I need a job to go to my kitchen. Whatever it should be, we'll come back to later on. Okay? We need that, we'll come back to the kitchen. We spoke about a very important issue we call the Chamurei Daniel. A Chamurei Daniel is born in the Pesachim Shuvah. We read it yesterday. So the Reish Pei Vav got it out at the end of the Shiva. We read it, and there he seems to say Achidush Niflo Menorah Anlo. But even though the Mefurush and Gemara in the Dalai Amos is quoted in Shulchan Aruch over here, Mefurush, black and white, it's quoted over here in Sifri Gimel. Bayesh Emo Dalai Amos Al Dalai Amos Kotler. Finish. Want to discuss? No, not so fast. That's a base tira. You can't live with us in 4 hours by 4 hours. However, Beishar represses the Gina. Chayot. Beishar, I understand, leads to something else. Maybe the two as well. They. Oh, never. Maybe Shiesh lo bayis godo. Yesh lo chadorim. Ktanim ladiach shachapotzim. The Hayom and the Mezuzim. What does that mean? That if you have one house, you have the log cabin that Abe Lincoln grew up in. That'd be Dalai Lama for Dalai Lama. There's nothing else there. If you have a house, and there are side rooms, there's walk-in closets, other places to store things, don't need Dalai Lama. Where did it come from? What did they say? Where did they get it from? No, people call my Chamur and Daniel. Where did you find? Where did you get it from? Yeah?
The Rush.
The Rush. So we read the Rush yesterday. What exactly did the Rush say? Take a look, send it out. Both sides open up to the Rush, send it out. Say it. The Rush, the end of send it out. Rashi is one Rush, we'll get to the Gemara later on. You have to have a ceiling. Frank the Rush, the Gorman Shari Chatzayrus, and they open the Zuzo. Her kind of the Yuma, the Chatz has no ceiling, no roof. The Yeshlava, they married the Chatz of the Bites. The chutz and dark holios kach will be shamash and dearest and bad. A yard by definition has no roof. You put a roof on it, it's no yard. I will buy it. Ain't no royal the base dira, kisha ain't no mekura. Sure. Very big kiddish. It all depends on what exactly it is. So, based on this, Chamur Daniel says if you have a place you're supposed to serve as your living quarters, has to be dal adal. I have living quarters. And this is a walk-in closet. It's a walk-in closet. It doesn't have to be We don't need such a big one. You don't need such a big rabbi said you can survive with a walk-in closet. I give you my word. Less than dal-a-dal is God's fine. My house, I have no walk-in closet. Not one. Not my whole life.
A walk-in closet.
You can survive, rabbi said. I give you my word. But if you have to have a I'm afraid to put my head in the street. I don't have to go fast. But if it's dollar, dollar, then that'd be so big. But that's what's called in the Pesachim Shuvah, that's a pshat. In the Sefer Chamur Daniel comes out of outside. It's very, very important that this Chamur Daniel, that is again called in the Sefer Ogre Bolevah, is only according to the Rush. It's only going according to the Rush. Why? And the Rush derives from Chosin. There is some chotzer, because chotzer doesn't require a covering. Beautiful. But that's only true, he says, if the chotzer of Osai has an independent obligation. Rosh clearly holds that way. But those were Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Hilchos Mezuzah. Perik Vog Halacha Ches seems to disagree with the whole Rush, with the whole, how they say, Nachal Yisod, Nachal Abinyan. Perik Vog Halacha Ches, come a Chatzeres. Why a Chayim a Chatzeres? You know why? Shere Abotim a Chayom a Mitzvah a Psuchim a Sochan. There you go. Rambam seems on a simple level. There is no independent obligation in the case of a Chatzer. The only reason you chayim the chotzer at least in the house. So the house is mekura. It's a kusha may kara lesa. It's a teretz lesa. So this whole idea that you can be subjective in determining whether you need dalal or you need a mekura is all wrong from the beginning. That's the suggestion that's being made that the chamud of the deal before you even start is already a problem because it's only based upon the Rush, and the Rambam disagrees with the Rush. True. The Ma'aril holds like the Rush. That's the famous Ma'aril we spoke about. The Chotzer is behind the house, behind the, now you don't go into the chutz, behind the house, Pasha Psha. What did other Rishonim say? Take a look at the Tosfos, both say, Lam and Gimel Amud Beis. Take a look, Tosfos, Lam and Gimel Amud Beis. The end of Tosfos, the last particular. The last day Tikra, she'en avayis b'kura, that the Russians quoted, Kasha, migora mishare chatzeros, the chayov mimezuzah, kid'amim v'perek kama, the yuma. That's the Russians Kasha, which Tosis asks as well. You know what? They never asked the Kasha from Share Ayoros. Right, it's all found the same thing. The answer is obvious. The Shari Ayoros are only chayav to the deeds of the houses. But Chatzeros, they assume, have an independent obligation. This is a very important result. So, when I hear this, sort of who's right. Bottom line is, so that the Chamur didn't have to go into the Shitas Arush, fine. But then, Rabosai, you can't even. It can't be more powerful than the original example it's coming from. Let's remember, Rabosai. And Hatim Mamash Dago Bekaf. The normal chutzner has no roof on it. The backyard, even the fanciest neighbors, they don't cover all the roof, all the backyards, but they can afford it. Hey, believe me, they can afford it. They can every backyard and put a covering over it. They don't want it. The whole part of the yard should be the sun. Yeah. So that way. To come out of side. That you need, they normally use it in that fashion. Right? Even according to the Russian, could say, the chotzer is special. There was an expression of Rabosai in Erevin. That chavov, ein bias b'li chotzer. Rashi v'vashat ha-feis. Rov tashmishavo. We'll get to that later. Whether our Hatzeros have the same thing as their Hatzeros. Take this contradiction. Things have changed. They did everything there in the Chatzim. That was, they lived in the Chatzim. They did the laundry. They dried their vegetables. When did you dry your vegetables in the Chatzim last? When did you do the laundry in the Chatzim last? Fancy wash and dry it down the basement. What are you talking about? Kids, times have changed. We'll get to that a little bit later. More than that, a roof on the chatzer is a kilkel. It makes it worse, so you can't get the sun, etc., etc. As opposed to, let's say, his little room to store things on the side. I said you can certainly survive with a walk-in closet, which is not valid. No, I've seen some walk-in closets. You know, I do mezuzah check for people's houses. I go up the river down some of the houses. Mamish. I think that maybe the walk-in closet in some houses is bigger than the bedroom in other houses. Rabbis. So therefore, if it would be dollar out dollar, it would be quote unquote better, not worse. They have no right to assume. If it's less than dollar out dollar, even though you can somehow survive, it's okay. I'll give you a mushroom. My kitchen. My kitchen, Rabosai, the walking space that you can walk into the kitchen is a little more than 3 feet across. We got some ice. Hard for 2 people to get by each other. In that kitchen, my wife has managed to raise quite a few children, cook quite a few meals, and Baruch Hashem, no one has ever complained. Baruch Hashem. No. Same time, you know, they can't say it's a luxurious kitchen. That you can't say. It's small. So a bigger kitchen, presumably, you consider it to be better. I've told them many times, you know, look how many steps you save. You get within a few feet, you have everything. In my one little kitchen, it's going to look good. Sorry for this closet all over the place at the time. Yeah. Dishwasher, sink, a washing machine, and an oven. On one side. The whole thing is 11 feet. Measure, yes, that's the whole thing. On the other side, you have a dryer, you have some cabinets, and a refrigerator. Look how many steps you save. Of course, I think you should take a wall, you should make the kitchen small. Take them up. You should save so much walking. You gotta be a little bit skeptical. Yeah. Yeah, in any event, so it's hard to say that my kitchen, if it's presumably less than $1, depending on how you measure, we'll see later, is, you know, it's great, it's just as good as a fancy kitchen. Naturally, that's presumed the Chavrut of the deal would not apply. As a matter of fact, look at Rabbi Akiva again. Say, if I care, open up Rabbi Akiva again, please. Separation, pay low, sit, put him on. Raise, pay low, sit, put him on Rabbi Akiva again. First time, you can look up on your internets. What is kemer? What is a kemer? What language is kemer? Anybody have any idea? What is a kemer? So it's a small place to hold things. That's what the storm assume. Ki a pesa rahu chayt mezuzah mitzad agadol sheyotz mimeno der a pesa mezuzah chedakotam. V'yanidon chedakotam ka'avir. The nikonu gom chayat il yotz mi pesa mezuzah shuk. Ken ili. You know the story of Margina. The simple year of Akiva Eger is that in my kitchen the mezuzah should go out. Which it does. We attempt to follow Akiva Eger. Because we have less than $1. Again, you think. And therefore, it's going out. So you see Rabbi Kivega's argument on the Chavrut of the deal. It seems to be quite clear, though later some disagree with that. Pasha Fred is arguing. Now that they're on both sides, the Minchas Yitzchok, who only saw the Pesachet Shuvah, takes the distinction, the Chavrut of the deal is only Mechayev you on both sides if it's a little walk-in closet off the bedroom. It's not true. Who looked? Did you look at the original? The Mechayev a Rempes and a Lul. Even less than that, which is nowhere near anything else. As long as Ra the Chod of the Tashmisho, lack the rush with the Dada Tikra. So, Pashup Shah, we don't paskin like him. Pashup Shah. As a matter of fact, take a look over here in the Pesachet Shuvah. Sif Kota Beis. No, Repis Boko. Oh. Most of us don't have any stables these days. So over here, he says, "Lulin, chayv mezuzah kol sheyesh bo dal ames." You have to have it. The Chavrut of the deal said you don't need it. He's wrong. And Bay is in effect passing against the same Chavrut that they quoted in, what was it, Yud Aleph? In Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph. So Bay is against Yud Aleph. So the Chassid said a pilpul. No, it depends if it's separate or it's off the side of a room. But he didn't have the Chavrut in the inside. Can't blame him. Why is it? Yeah, it was just printed for the first time 5 years ago. No one had it. Nobody had it. Yeah, and as we talked about, it smells, doesn't smell. That's not up to that yet. I don't. I tell you now, you know what? Let's jump ahead. This kind of discussion is managed, so we'll jump ahead a little bit. It's a Chazanish. Chazanish is bothered by a kasha. That was asked me yesterday. About why you have a mezuzah going outside of a bathroom. Go out, you have the mezuzah going out. So the Chazanish is no. The chiyuv is to go in, and if the chiyuv is to go in, there's no, and that's no good because it's g'nai. There's no chiyuv going out. So the question became, the Chazanish asked the question, wait a minute, what happened to the banter was less than dal dal dal. So Chazon Ish says, a banter doesn't need dal dal dal. Ooh, the whole tumult. Sound of Chazon Ish held back whom? Like me, no? Tell me the nail. Ooh, wow. So, Chaim Kanievsky has quotes this a little bit in the Parsha Segura. So, in the Sefer, Shari Mezuz, I think it's called not that Sefer, where he says the Magia on the Parsha Segura. So, I think that's where I saw that the Magia said, I'm listening to Chaim himself. The Magia himself said, whoever it was, I don't know who could be Magia of Chaim Sefer, I don't understand. Whatever. No. All the Chazan, he didn't mean the Pasuk of Mishnah. All he meant to say was that since the Bedroom was causing the Tashmisho less than Dalal Dalit, for that reason, you don't say that the Mezuzah is considered as going out from the bathroom to the room, the living room, whatever the room was off the bathroom. In other words, if you have a little hole that's not causing the Tashmisho, we have a right to rule, because we keep asking to say, going out. But the thing is, Chaluk Tashmisho, not that you have going in, if it wouldn't be a bathroom, so it's another equivalent, but it's enough that it's not considered to be related to going to the outside. That's how this Magia said. Chaim Kanievsky himself seems to say over there, no. He agrees with the Chabur and the Neil in principle, but Levi's never happens except for a bathroom. Why? And it took this way. That every other room for both sides, bigger. Everyone looks like it's big. If it was bigger, you have more room to turn around, you have more room to do this, you have more room to do that. However, let's get the right word. Beis HaKiseh Kishmo. It has room for a seat. To sit up. Do what you sit up. That's all. Don't confuse it with today's world. Today's world, what we call quote unquote a bathroom, by definition, the word means a bathroom, it doesn't mean he said, right? And we have an odd bathroom, it's a whole room. You know, the bathrooms, but they brush their teeth, and they shave, and they have, I don't know, phones, and they have, I don't know what else, use it, fax machines, I don't know, some bathrooms. So that, but the original face had keysick and small, one thing can sit down, and there's no point in making bigger, it's ridiculous, why? That's how Chaim himself understood. There's a modified, along the line of what you said now, from the Sefer Ogam Alecha. It's very modified. It's only if, you can argue perhaps that bigger is bad than the Beis HaKiseh. Beis HaKiseh has to have sneers and everything. So the smaller it is, you just enclose in a smaller place. Bigger is worse. See, that's how I answered the Chaim. He accepted it on a very limited basis. But the Magia said the Chaddish never meant it in the first place. He never said that you would be chayv an equivalent case going in. This meant they're not chayv going out. Yes, sir.
We get the phone case that the Petach is so small the room and hearing that they look good and
that's too small. Yeah. Good. Okay. Right. Good. Let's go a little bit further. Rabosa. Take a look, if you will. Yep. Open the Gemara a little bit. In the Shulta Gibor. Shulta Gibor towards the end. My print is good press. Your print, you both. We've been here before. What's it? Bad. Then here we are, you ready? If I have bias, God will pursue out the bias cutter. Shane go arba amis. Oh. Venture a hecker teal at that bias. God will venture a hecker teal at that bias cutter. Hi, this is up. Shepischo shall go to Nefsha. Oh, we're able to buy a Shepasu Shusirah Oladina, Shuchai Mezuzah. Wow. Let me. Sounds a little like a Bikin Eger. It's against the Maril. The Maril held that if a Shah less than dollar is Chayab. And he says, no. Oh. Now, I have to be honest with you. I cannot be honest. The Kiveya that we read, I read it my way. I said Chazanish read it. Most of you read it that way. Some want to read it the other way around. I have to be honest. But the Kiveya seems to say clear that Chayim of Mezuzah b'tzadah gadol sheyotzim b'meno derech pesazu b'cherekotam b'yenigidon cherekotam ka'avir. And you Chayim going out. Poshet, that's how I read the Kiveya. Those who say no, Kiveya meant the Chayim going in. He meant Abgalai the Chabur in the Nil. It's hard for you to read it that way. But I have to be honest with you, there are those who read the Kiveya that way. Others, such as the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkal Gimel, say, there's another way out. But it says, that doesn't sound that way. It didn't bother telling you, Tenesh of the Michele, it didn't bother telling you that even the inner room has a door on the outside as well. Also, Shmer. Just giving you all the readings that have to be up to prepare, it's full disclosure of this Rebbe Kiveya. But the Pashup Shad, all this is not correct. Chazanish had it right. However, I have to take exception to the Sefer Ogur Golah. I think he's right on everything, but this one I'm not so sure. He wants to say, based upon the Chazanish, that he held that Ikar Shibusho is more significant than Shnimi. You have a case. Right? You're going from the Pnimi into the main room. And there's a whole paragraph based on that assumption. But in my humble opinion, Lahori Romeo. He never said that. He only said when it comes to blessed Dal Al Dalit, that's just not Pnimi. That's the potter. That's potter. It's like coming from the street. That's what he said. I said, Abinion Sian said, it's a whole Marola, the Binion, how the Binion Sian is Rabbi Kibega, how the Chazish. I thought they all answered it the same way. Just let me take a comment on that, just to prove. It's interesting though, the quote that the Sfas Emes learned, he put it going into the small room, and some of the Rabbi Kibega that way. Now, how can it be? What's the loveness over here? Let's see what he writes. The Mechayev is in the loveness of Rabbi. The Mechayev is by definition for sure the bigger room. For the smaller room is Pot. Not like the Chabur in the smaller room is in fact Pot. The bigger room is Chayev. There's only one proverb, Osa. The Holy Torah Gnosha tells us you have to put the mezuzah be a bit. Derech b'yosva. The way you go in. And the way you go in is from the big room to the small room. You have no choice to put it that, put it there. But you know what? When you put it there, it's not in the big room. Eyes on the left side, doesn't matter. As long as we spoke about it already yesterday, as long as the mezuzah is on the right side going in, it passes both rooms, the one in front of it and the one behind it. This being the case, Rav Osak. Whoa! We had a big machlokas before the Maril against the Rambam. The Rush against the Rambam. Why are you chayav in the chotzer? Is it an independent chiyuv? Maril? You chayav going in that direction? Well, no, as long as it's open it out, the Rambam. It suggests nothing. The Maril can agree, the Rambam. The chotzer has no independent chiyuv. Aval pikein. Because you put the mezuzah going into the chotzer, what are you going to do? That therapy also. The chutz is close to the back. Oh, well, you enter the chutz through the house. You can't climb over. That's a whole new mahalak. What he gave this mahalak of Osai? That the base Yosef quotes both. He quotes the Maharil, and he quotes the Rambam, and he quotes the Rebbeinu Manoah. The chutz only chayev, because the Kavis of the Batin. It's a contradiction to base Yosef. With this loveless, there's no contradiction to the base Yosef. Fascinating ideas over here in this Sefer, beautiful Sefer, Ogur Ba'olecha. Then he throws in another interesting point. What if you have a door which is only to open? Emergency exit. He wants to just get plugged with a mezuzah. Put. Again, therapy also. You never go in. You never go in that way. It's locked. It's only an emergency. A law will sound. Okay. Interesting possibility. Yeah. Right. Now, we have those in Gemara. We have to disperse the Gemara itself with the more recent poskim. Let's turn our attention to a Gemara which we have sort of glossed over. We mentioned it already initially. Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. What's the case? See the Gemara very carefully. My piss for the aisle, they read it, and they talked about lo havel of the zuzu. Correct the Gemara. What do you mean? It was a pistol that the aisle of Rav Huna, the Rebbe Rosh, the havel of the zuzu. Oh, ha'u rogel havel. It says the Gemara, from the zuzu, halach achar ha rogel. Fine. Rashi. Halach achar rogel. If he has based sochem the cheder echad, the oser pesach sherogil lotes v'lovo yoser yandia kamezuzah. Just in Lashon and Rashi. The goy you use more frequently, there you place the mezuzah. There you place the mezuzah. When you get an impression from both sides that rogil is a relative term, take a look at the Gemara, Lama Dala went out. Lamed Dalet Omer Al. The Gemara says as follows. Fifth line. In Yesh of Pesach Echad Chayim Tuzachas, Yesh Tzok of Chayim Shnei Mezuzas, or Rav Pobash Ramina, Yikav Arbo Babi Chayim Arba Mezuzas, Shita, Lo Tzricha, Atal Gav Derog Al Bechad. Whoa! The steer Galuya. Steer Galuya. On the Lama Gimel, if it's Rogel Bechad, you put it only, just read the Rashi. Only put it in that door. And here the Gemara says, if it's Rogel Bechad, you put it in all four doors. Pillay, Bloy. The Rashi says, out of the Rogel Bechad, Minayu, Tfei. So the word Rogel is a relative term. It's Mefurish in Rashi and the Lama Dalit, Omerah. So the Sefer Orga Bolech asks the following question: and Rashi Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. What kind of sprach is this? Yaniach. Yaniach Hamazuzah. The one who says talk straight. And the other person is Potter. Come on, now we gotta talk. Say Potter. We never heard the word Potter before. Potter's found 100 times in his life. Say the word Potter. What is more Yaniach for? He explains like this: no, they're both Chayim. He still keeps repeating it the same many times. They're really both time. Both time. Except when you put the mezuzah in one, it patters the ainah rogel. Reminds me we spoke about before, right? You're kind in both directions, in two rooms. One patters the other. And that's why you need the word potter. You're not potter. You're kind. You use the word yaniach. You place it here, and it takes care of both. Wow. And therefore, you take a look at Naflam Adal and Amin Aleph. Naflam Adal and Amin Aleph. Take a look. Lush and Rush. Naflam Adal and Amin Aleph. Alpha, the Rogel Bechayim and Nayat Tfei, or the Moral Yel Halakha HaRogel, Hadim Tov. So Rashi is a steer to the marks. Rashi is two terus, first terus. Hadim Ilikon Trey Babit, one-on-one. The boss saying, is there a one-on-one in the league set? Something. Tetris is good. Is it one on one yet? So let me say one on one. Before Shirash, one on one. Right, you have two doors. Well, this way, this one, this one. So one on one. Yeah. The Rebbe Bechad B'Teila Idach Legabei. Fascinating lesson. B'Teila Yulabei, which means the Yotzei B'Chiyum of both with the eager one. Oh, this being the case of the Lavi Shavart. Fundamentally, he says, the chiyum is on the house. The house. The house. The house is chayim. Any door into the house, you put a mezuzah. But the eino rogil is bottled to the rogil, so the house is now considered 100% a bayis shel mezuzah. There was a mistaken custom, Mr. Rambo quotes is wrong. They put only one mezuzah in each house. They were only half wrong for this. Fundamentally, the chiyum is on the house. Except, they forgot one point. Every Pesach, worthy of its name, is you must put a mezuzah there, so the house should be properly mezuzahized. Get a new verb. But if one of it's bottled, not finished, the house is mezuzahized, it takes care of that Pesach effect as well. Fine. Now we understand very well, this is the Pesach bottle. Take a look at Rashi over here. Continue that with that. You can't have three bottles of one. This is all Rashi's first shot on Lamed Aleph. What's the second shot? Second shot. What's the second shot? Lo shenachem b'tshuva sagonim. Halachah harogil. Sheyarogil shebnei odem regil lotes v'lovavo. With the piss of the Rebbe. She'eno ozzi ela lo levado. Ula su'ipis the Rabbuna. Sheyarogil af lacherim. That's what it means. If a peasant for one person only can be bottled. That's Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, no. No, the peasant was used by many people. That is never bottled, even though there are other doors. Should be perhaps more commonly used. Oh. I will base Psochim al Gimel, the Cheder Echad, Bechul on Nasal and Vias, Kovne Abayas, Jim Rubin, the Tashmish Echad, the Cheder. Things change. Some kids got married, moved out of the house, whatever happens to me. Things change. Doesn't matter. It retains its original status. So let's chaz what the Gaon said. The Gaon said, what does it mean in the rug? Only Rebbe used it. Here, Rebbe Osai, all of them they buy is use it, the shita. No, then the things change. Now they're only using one. Doesn't matter. All four are still chayav. There were one point used by the Bnei Abbas. What's the longest of both sides? So again, Ogre Bolev. There's a double machlokes. What happens if the people moved out of the house and it becomes enorog? Called the Rashi, it'd be potter. First chapter. Because the Gaonin, you'd be chayv. Machlokas number one. Machlokas number two. Can two be bottled to one? Rashi, impossible. Gaonin, yes. If it started off at the very beginning, Rabbi Osai, that all three doors are hardly ever used, and only one door is used for people, then all three be bottled. So double machlokas in Rashi is this hog talion. Little lumpus. According to the Gaonim, it's not Ragel, it loses its shame Pesach. Rabosa. It loses the shame Pesach. Ah, oh, once it had the shame Pesach, it's not Poka. It made it forever. Many doors that are not used can all be butter. All three of them, for example, have no shame Pesach. That's the Gaonim's lungs. At least those two conclusions. All three can be not a Shem Pesach. And on the other hand, once Shem Pesach remains forever. Rashi disputes both. Rashi says, no. As I said at the beginning, they both have a Shem Pesach. But as we said before, the putting on the Rogel patters, if you will, the Eino Rogel. Ah, you're talking about pattering. Then you have to be contemporary. Right now, one has to be Rogel and one has not Rogel. The fact that they used to have X number of kids in the house, and it went this way. Now they all moved out, and it went that way. Oh, he went to rest in the laurels 20 years ago. Doesn't work that way. And therefore, according to Rashi, Rashi couldn't accept the yisod of the golden, impossible, depending upon the here and now. But, since the bar is that one is part of the other, it can only be a one-on-one. But one can't find the three, they can't be bundled to it. That's his loveness that should be hard about time. Yes, sir.
What would happen if, according to the Gaon, if you had a door that originally was not used and then became used?
Good question. I would say that it grabs the shame present as of now. In other words, once you have it, you don't lose it, but you can get it in a later date. So I would say. Yes, sir.
Why would we say that you wouldn't lose the shame present?
The love the Shabbat. Once it's there, it's there. We'll call it a grandfather clause.
For the Gaonim, why should Rebbe's door not be a part of the system? Because it's not, by Rabbeel, it is commonly used by Rebbe. It's not commonly used by a lot of people.
Oh, very, very good.
So, like, it's, I think we were trying to make that distinction, whether
right,
it's
right.
commonly used or by many people.
Right. Very good. So, again, so Rebbe is the one who used that door. Right?
Yes, of for him.
That's focused on him. Who cares how the people in the house? That's your answer.
Yeah.
Great cash. It could be that the book of Yosef also. Because the book of Yosef, as he points out, if you want to look, page Top Shin Ayin. He startled like the golden. And nonetheless, he uses Rashi's Lashon at the Rogel's Bavadal, the Eilor Rogel. He's Rashi's Lashon in the Lamed Gimel as well. So he has the following, so maybe the long one you suggested. Like this. Eilor Rogel does not have a Shem Pesach. That's what we said till now. We had your Kasha, for Yosef. For Rebbe, it was Rogel. So Rashi will say, too big. Rebbe, as great as Rebbe was, not a lot of but he followed the jar. Rebbe, Rebbe, so it's bottled somehow or other. And when he has a different bar. He says, since Rebbe himself was Ruggle there, you have to have it the Ruggle. How should I say it? You have to have at the Ruggle of the B'nai Bias, Shemim Vatel, the quote unquote, Eilor Rogel, which only Rebbe went through. However, since, according to most of the people in the house, it's not a Pesach, so we can say that even three can be bottled to one, and it can retain the Shem Pesach, a combination. So you're right. Your cash is a very good cash, so much so that he says that Bugi Yosef is exactly like you. But Rashi said, no, Eilor Rogel.
Bugi Yosef said they should.
So the Bugi Yosef is a combination of Rashi and the Gaon. He has the Gaon as well. So we understood the Gaon loses the chain Pesach. But he didn't say that. He said it's the battle of the Pesach, both of the others. So he gives a combined explanation. Namely, it's like the Gaon and loses the chain Pesach, but it only loses the chain Pesach when it's battled to other doors. That's, you look up, you're going to see the combination of the two. Or if you look on page Tav Shinai, if you have a chance. One second. The Rambam had a completely different approach. Not the first day in Rashi, not the second day in Rashi. Who knows what the Rambam said? The Rambam? Herod Vob? I love a unity now. A whole different approach. Remember, there's a steer of all 17 Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. So the Rashi has his own shot, and he had the Golem shot. The Rambam has his own shot. The Rambam says, I love you, advice, you should suffer Harvey. I'm a piece in a rock in the lust of the love of a pencil and a man. Hi, last of the Zuzah, the whole Pesa, who Pesa. The Gemara on the Flamma Dalla Bada. You know, Pesa should be based on men, which will be second Nessus. Who Beso? Rogue, you look, say slow, but also a Pesa. Hi, I'm the Zuzah. Woo, a whole move hard. Nothing to do with one door versus another door. No! There's no other door going to Beis Medrash. The way Rashi, everyone else learned until now. Only one door. Nonetheless, a Beis Medrash is fundamentally part of the Mezuzah. On both sides, not a Beis Diva. Which means, I'm starting to be critical, you shouldn't be eating here. You shouldn't be drinking here either. Gosh. It's a Mabel Kodesh, a Beis Medrash. They were coolers. I mean, come up here all day. Quiet, unquiet. Whatever. So, because it's fundamentally Potter, the only time you can ever be chayev on a door going into some room which fundamentally should be Potter is only if you do it on a regular basis. So take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Pei Vov Sif Yud Beis HaMedrash Potem and Mezuzah V'yesh Bo Pesach Sherov Yilos Tzul Beiso Chai Mezuzah Pesach. You have to have a higher standard to be Chai, because it, fundamentally it should have been Potem completely. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Halacha Yudala quotes the Gemara Kloma the sky of Mezuzah of Pesach Shemein Beiso the Beis HaMedrash nothing to do with other doors. Not like we did with the Yosef and Rashi. No.
Listen to Master Fake, what's your Parashat and Aflamedo? Read the whole defender Amba. It's the third approach, nothing to do with Rashi Odigo. She is around. And he quotes a Drisha. The Drisha says, in the basic Knesset, you're tired, go to it, only if you're going to a regular house, not to a base of Otsa. We pass the base of Otsa as tired. But to make you chayiv in this particular case, you need a much stronger level. Because Yishuvah Devet should be punted completely, as I said before, because it is a shul or a base medrash. I mentioned just briefly, but machloekish, I don't want to go into that. I don't have a good slogan on it. What do you do with an elevator? Who's ever seen in America a mezuzah going into an elevator? Who's ever seen it in Eretz Yisrael? Ah, where you put it? Where you put it? So, there are two different places we could theoretically put it. One is an elevator door. It'd be tough to do that engineering-wise, right? Or you put it on the door, which is first floor, second floor, third floor. Those doors don't move. So some people say, on the first floor, you should put the mezuzah going into the elevator. On the side of the wall, it doesn't move. And every other floor, guess what? Out of the elevator. That's how you go in. There's a total, I can't even, in America we don't see it. You never saw it in Eretz Yisrael? I've seen it in Eretz Yisrael a lot. I'm just letting you know, I'm not going through right now. It's can't. Now on both sides, we have to get to the, I really want to get back to other things. I want to tell you the following story. Halacha l'maaseh. Yeah, I have very often, goes back to the previous discussion from a few days ago. You have sliding doors. In particular, it's very common, and I've had many house calls in Riverdale, or whatever, right in the house, you have these two huge glass doors, and they slide. Right, slide along a track, we call it. Is that the right word to use? Track?
Yeah.
Who has it in this house? Raise your hand. Okay, now, $64,000 question. You're coming from the right, from the, how use by the backyard or the front? Backyard. Now from the right, assuming for the moment that they have to be on the right to come from the backyard into the house, which we'll assume for the moment. What is on the right? The stationary one or the sliding one?
Stationary.
Sliding one. He's the Ishalo. He knows that's the way to do it. If you have it stationary, right, where do you put the mezuzah? Where's the mezuzah? You don't know? Where's the mezuzah? You don't have it? Only two people have it. Okay. Oh, you have it. Where's the mezuzah?
I think it's on the inside going.
No, it's on the inside going to the house, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. You don't know? Call home. Okay. You call home to get the oven. I'm homesick. I want the bagels and the donuts. Call home to find out where the mezuzah is. Many, many poskim say, so I've been passing until now, I'm getting a little nervous to see who's the star. The mezuzah belongs on the door of the immovable glass door. That's like a wall. Can't get through it. You walk through glass. It's like a wall. Look at the wall made of glass, makes it made of bricks and wood. Can't get through it. You can see through it, you can't get through it. A whole tumble in our bones of the postman like this. So someone suggests that it all depends how often you open that immovable door. Do you ever remember it being opened even once in your life? Pasha trap, if you never ever remember being opened in your life, my socks still remains correct. You gotta put it on. Everyone know what I'm talking about? It doesn't move. So, there are two tracks. Right? So that once the one on this side slides this way, one on this side doesn't move. So you put it over here, going right from that yard to the house. Oh. It's interesting, I'm going to say. What'll happen if once in a while they'll open the one on the right side, which you, the two Tamim have never experienced. Someone to say, as long as you plan once in a while to remove the nail, whatever it is, to make it movable, the shame delas is still there. What's the raya? Avraham, Reish Pei Vav, Sif Yud Ches,
Most of the case, we come only once in a while. Others say, look at Agos Maimini, Rebbe will say, Perig Vav, Sivkot Dal. Listen to this, unbelievable. Perig Vav, Sivkot Dal. We didn't tell the Rebbe, we'll say, Yamarama Petroni. Perig Vav, Agos Maimini, Sivkot Sivkotan Vav. Sivkotan Vav. What does it say? Look what it says there. Chotter Avedo Simcha. Sim Shemiyatza Beza. What's the same Rebbe Osai? Post. Ubeiz Lossat Shokhim Olam. Echad Nibin Echad Bismol. Upesar Echad Posur Bechol Ma. The Kod is Lottes. Okay. But if Omim Sheish Lahachas Shem Machavilos Gedolos Mefarek Esar Eitz Uposeach Shteh Aglos. Eaten a mezuzah v'oso napsim derech imen also rabbi lias pesuach. Avol gav to mefarakul magzira v'takim a mezuzah. V'lai v'tasla v'n also because it's the start of the hatch which what we did a little while ago. It was a long time ago. So the same as you see, you can put out a napsim in the middle. So what's the problem? Others say no. There, in order to be able to bring these chavilas gedolos in, you can take the whole thing apart. But over here, don't take the whole thing apart. Let's remove that nail and slide the glass door from right to left on the other track. You don't have to take the whole thing apart. That's what the post about Pilpulik from both sides. I'm not going to go into all these other details. Just letting you know, it seems to me that the sack remains, at least so far, to put it on the door. We have to find out where you have it. We may have to change up sack. Maybe it finds a route from some different house. Find it. Now the following shower, also. Oh, I have the following situation. A sliding door sticks out more than a tefillah. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very common. In Eretz Yisrael, that these sliding doors which slide on a track, not on the right outside of the inside, in the middle. It goes right into the wall. You know what I'm talking about? Very, very common in Eretz Yisrael. No one knows. You know what I'm talking about? Many Eretz Yisrael, I don't know, I have to see this. You know what I'm talking about? Slides, and the handle sticks out. You have a knob, open and close it. Sometimes, the part that sticks out, what? It's more than a tefach. So no matter, you know, if you close it, it's all open. Even when you open it all the way, it's still sticking out more than a tefach. Guess what the Chovas Adar says? You know, based on what we said before. No way, Jose! You can't put the mezuzah on the doorpost because you can't pass through. You bang yourself into the door. So maybe it's less than a tefach. You have no choice. It's more than a tefach. What do you say? Part completely? This is unbelievable shot. This is only good. Build yourself another post, which is a tefach and a half off the main post. Build it in there and put the mezuzah there. Yeah, tell your wife that. She'll rip your shell and bikes. Anyway, you say, can't help it. They argue on him fiercely. Chachmei Yerushalayim, he's with the Badatz. So Sternberg, fire! I mean, it's a crazy thing. Everyone knows you all have it on the sides of the doorpost. I don't care that it sticks out. It's only a delus. The delus is nothing. And don't bother. This is the old machlokas. This is the old machlokas from the very beginning. This is the machlokas from the very beginning. The Chovas Adala Shitosam. And this is safer. Ogre Molecha also comes up fighting against the Chovas Adala. He's also the Shitosam. It's considered part of the Halala Pesach, even though you can't walk through. There, it's just a small potato. It's only the chatchilas. Here, the fight gets much more intense. The shayim over the ends. It's the same fight, in my opinion. If you want to look it up, you'll see it's in Ogur Balecha. Where is it? Down over here. Perek Chavez. You look at Sif Tetz, it talks about the slide of these doors, which we spoke about until now. And this is an Os, Sif Cotton, about Sif Cotton. Love and hate. Big fight he has against the Chovas Adar. He has a Sturmer on the side. Well, this led me to another sefer. I said, what did everyone else say about it? So I took out the sefer, Shari HaMezuzah. It's not my desk. Beautiful sefer that I showed to you already a little bit yesterday. He says, it's only a Dallas. Books of Ritzia Abishol on both sides. Most incredible sock of all. Yes. Pot of the garden. I know that. You can put the stick in the middle, your wife will knock it down. I mean, he doesn't say that. I haven't seen what he wrote. You put it completely. Put it. You want to put something there, do without a bro. Without a bro. This leads us on both sides to the next piece, which is very common in Washington Heights. Very, very common. Very common. Don't look at the piece of tshuva, Reish Pei Vav, at the end of Sukkot Yud. You've been here before. I want to analyze it one more time. End of Sukkot Yud. Look what it says. One side goes from the floor to the ceiling. The mezuzah means two things. It means the cloud and it means the doorpost. Now, the mezuzah ktana, which means the short post, if you will. Umi mina nechlas. Now, what do you do? Depends. Ibu gomor ha-sara tochim. Also, the mezuzah bo. The neina gomor ha-sara tochim. Also, the mokla marachav came near a lee. But boss, this is a conversation piece. I've told many times that I went on their tours in Washington Heights to put the mezuzah. Everyone knows what's going on over here? Yeah, very often you have it in the Heights going into a kitchen, for example. The kitchen is pretty neat. I'm trying to explain to you. Who lives in the Heights? All lives in the Heights. Who has an apartment in the Heights? As opposed to a single noble. Okay. Who's ever visited an apartment in the Heights? Okay. Baruch Hashem. So you have often, very often these kitchens like this. And they have to demarcate the kitchen from the outer room. So like a dinette. They have on either side, they have a piece coming through. It's about, say, a little over 3 feet high. You can put things down on it. You can't walk through it. Then you jump over it. Don't jump over it. You walk in between. Then come out of here, make the piece of shiva, put the mezuzah on this little thing which is barely 3 feet high.
What's crazy
to say? Guess come in. What's crazy, Rabbi? I told you this. What his name is? Rabbi Yaakov Elisa, that's what he says. Black and white, we just read it together. That's what he says. Now it comes to Shaila. What if it's less than 10 fokin? The Heights, they're very backward. Allah, they have more than 10 fokin. I can easily see, less than 10 fokin. I tell you the truth, according to Chaz Mishra Tepa. I don't know what it is. I measured 3 feet. According to the Chaz Mishra. You need more. I don't know if it quite makes it. So what's the piece of tshuva? You put it on the right. Right from here, you don't have to be able to walk through. Guys, we have a tall man over here. Tell me, can you step over a blockade, which is 35 inches up? Probably not. For all the rest of us, I'm not enough. So no one's going to walk that way. We're going to walk through the middle. You see, Klar, right in the room, the whole thing is a bluff. This whole Chomas Adar, Rav David Yukar, is a bluff to get to the first Pesach Shiva. It's 9 a.m. Shlach and Mai. The Abba's going to walk through over here, and it's over there. We have to change all my mezuzahs in my house now with this. I have those little sticky things sticking out, I told you. Love that. I have to defend the Gadol. I think Shaz is follows. Shaz like this. It all depends what is preventing you from walking through. This Kasher of Mosai, I saw in the Shara Mezuzah, if you want to look it up, the Perek Yud Beis, was a saying called the Otzer Piskin Mezuzah. Who lives with a Tzarachim? How do you do it? Not in the Tzarachim. How do you put the Mezuzah over there? You can't walk anywhere near it. the Kenneth's house. It's not enough if it seals that you can't walk there. No, it's not enough. You require Rav Osai that it be considered a kosel kavua bidin. So Rav David Yukreis had his little thing stick out, Rav Osai, that was considered part of the kosel kavua bidin, and he put it on the thinner part. Even he, very likely, would agree with Rav Sternberg and the others that that door doesn't count. True, if it seals, you can't walk, but since it's a door, I'd love to put it in further. I just can't get it in. You know, the architect doesn't have enough room to put it in. But it's not part, you can't call it part of the wall. Who I did not hear about Sai, less than 10 volume, has no shame, co-sale. And that's why I still stick to my Chumash Sadarim, I'm holding on to be alive, that it should be on the thinner part, even if it's more than the 10 from the outside. But if you have a sliding door, or in America, more commonly, an accordion door. Who has an accordion door in this house? You know what accordion door means? You have an accordion door? You know what it means? Yeah? And you have one too? Oh, here's a real halakhic laboratory. There it is. On the accordion door, it opens when you walk to the right. I'm asking a question. Does the accordion door collapse on the right side or on the left side? You have two accordion doors. It opens.
No, it's between
two. So where do you have it?
I don't know that.
I don't remember. What do you have in your house?
Push it in.
Which way? Also shallow. Which way? It's not clear which way.
I'm suggesting an accordion door. What's an accordion door? Explain plenty of accordion doors.
It looks like an accordion.
it has many little. That's right. You see? No, they have them in shuls. They have these things in the shuls. They split up their big rooms. What?
In the annex.
Oh, the why is that? Right, why do I have an accordion door, right? So there, you have a mezuzah.
No, there's no.
Go away. Ramosha, you're part of the government. One big room. That's an interesting question. We haven't got there yet. What if it's there's one? That one over there, it's a little shi here, two different shi rooms, minuka here, mire up there. That's really not fair. Okay, Rabbi Sai, I'm out of time. I'll stop here. We'll leave that and continue this and continue tomorrow.